Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If you were going to say stereotypical small town tourist attraction, what's like the go-to one that pops to mind?
Like when you go to
something.
Yes.
Like paperclip or
biggest ball of twine.
Yeah.
One is about to go on an epic journey. Maybe.
Minnesota is home to the largest ball of twine in the world, but a roadside attraction across the border in Wisconsin also has a unique distinction. The man who created it was once interviewed for the CBS Evening News. He passed away earlier this year, but as Maury Glover shows us here, his community still calls him the greatest collector of all twine.
I love it.
So we're talking to the family of a guy who was on CBS News once as a twine collector. Who has a ball that's not as big as the one in the state doing the story. Okay. Am I following that right?
Or he just likes to collect twine.
Okay, got it.
I love things like this. I quirkier the better.
A few miles outside the small town of Highland, Wisconsin in Douglas County, there's a monument to pursuing your passion.
We don't have much else. I mean, it's been here for so long. I mean, a few people do know.
It is massive. No question.
It's
and that's
very,
not the
very
biggest
large.
One. This is the Wisconsin twine. They don't make them like that in Minnesota. It is well taller than this woman. Looks like a giant tomato.
I'm really bothered that it's not round.
Yeah, it's kind of crushing itself a little under its own weight. Because it's not wound, it's sort of woven.
In Highland.
At 10 feet high, 22 feet wide, and weighing in at more than 24,000 pounds,
what?
This oval-shaped sphere is believed to be the heaviest ball of twine in the world.
It's the heaviest ball of twine. It's not the largest.
And for this community, this local landmark...
Did someone use lighter twine?
I mean, it just must be the way of the density of
must
it.
Must be. Mm.
Yeah, the other one's just got a lot of air in it, you know, little pockets.
They probably put like a beach ball on the inside of it,
they might
trying
have,
to make it bigger.
Yeah, they
Liars.
Might have. Yeah, it might
X-ray
have
that
a
thing.
Fake core.
It's worth its weight in gold.
People, you wouldn't believe how many people saved the twine for him.
Terry Nelson is a neighbor who has been coming to see the town's claim to fame since the early 80s.
You have?
What?
You saw it more than once?
Since the early 80s.
How often do you go to visit?
That thing's 40 years old.
Oh, you know that smells so bad.
It's holding up much better than I would expect because it's under like a pavilion kind of thing. It's, you know, covered from the top, but not on the walls.
I thought, this guy's crazy. Why did he build a ball of twine? But then we
Only
stopped
a lunatic
here every time-
would build one. Let's go look at it every few months.
But then we saw it and saw its natural majesty.
But then we stopped here every time we went by. We'd still stop and look at it again because it's... something different.
She's even donated
but
short strands of.
After you've seen it, it's got to be mostly the same.
Where's Ma? She's over by her twine having some more hooch. You know, she goes there and it's just like, oh, it's wine o'clock somewhere.
$100 there's a it's murder victim at the
somewhere.
Center of this.
Oh, damn it. I missed that one, but Steve picked
that's
it
a
up.
Good yeah. One, yeah.
Twine to the epic project.
You know, I just no like to go and untwine at the end of the day.
Things attached.
Or I'll pull off the road. If I see a sign for some weird thing, I'll. Go 100 miles out of my way to see it. So.
I saw a donkey show. I went all the way to Tijuana. I felt bad for the donkey.
And obviously, other people do, too, because they come here to see the ball of twine.
This twisted tale started back in 1979 when James Frank Katera heard about another ball of twine and decided to create one that was bigger and better. For the next 40 years or so, the eccentric bachelor spent most of his free time weaving pieces of twine.
Can't believe he couldn't land himself a permanent lady.
A colossal achievement.
That he actually kept it up for this many years and stayed doing it for this many years. I mean, every single day I would go by, it would be raining, he would be out here under the shelter putting this twine on.
It didn't take long for Katera's creation to get noticed, with people coming from all over the world. And family members say Katera, who usually went by his initials,
JFK, I am your only famous born twine man in the world.
Knew how to spin a yarn to anyone who stopped by.
He would be so excited. He would call us, or if he saw us, he would say, hey, I had somebody from Japan here today, or I had somebody from New Zealand here today.
After Katara passed away from bone cancer a couple of months ago, friends and neighbors started an effort to preserve his life's work. Since his property will eventually be sold, they want to move the ball of twine from his backyard to the town hall, next to the transfer station, where Katara worked and bears his name.
He got the transfer station named after him?
Wow.
Good for him.
This guy really made a mark on this town.
Yeah. It makes sense that that's where they take garbage.
It's a valid point. Did seem to be his life. All right. Well, if you want to help donate to move this ball, you're an idiot, so you've already stopped watching this story.
Yeah, just get everybody together and roll it.
Yeah, right. It's just 12 tons of twine.
Yeah, but you get all the townsfolk.
That's true. If you lose a couple, right, you're doing the favor.
Yeah, whatever.